things. Glory. And Peter said, stand up. I'm a man like you are. Hallelujah to God. He told Peter, the angel of the Lord, stood in my room and told me to send for you. And here we are to hear your word. Woo! Here we are to hear your word. And Peter began to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, and the Holy Ghost fell on every one of us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Every one of them received the Holy Ghost. He was carrying God's plan out. Are you listening to me today? I said, Peter was carrying God's plan out. Yeah, the plan of salvation. Hallelujah to God. Ain't God good?
You have been enjoying the Word of Truth broadcast ministry of God's Holy Temple, Church of the Lord Jesus Christ, with Bishop Willie Perry. You can contact Bishop Willie Perry by writing Word of Truth, P.O. Box 8592, Dallas, Texas, 75339. Services at God's Holy Temple are held Tuesdays and Thursdays at 8 o'clock p.m., Saturdays at 10:30 a.m., and Sundays at 10 o'clock a.m. and 7 o'clock p.m. Phone by dialing area code 214-371-7010 or 972-217-1255.
Welcome to a spiritual refreshing in the Word of God with Pastors Bob and Brenda Jadasic of Spiritual Harvest Ministries, a teaching ministry that emphasizes building the people of God in the inner man, one person at a time. Join us now with Pastor Jadasic.
Glorious and beautiful Father, Lord, we adore you, we love you, we thank you, Lord, for adopting us as your children, buying us back with the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ, giving us power over death through the resurrection. Lord, we all know that sin is death, and we have power over sin through the blood of Jesus Christ. We thank you for that, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that as much as we apply ourselves to your new covenant, we can have, Lord, because we're partakers of your divine nature. And we glorify you for your Son, Lord, the work on a cross. Yes, Lord, he became sin for us so we won't have to die. We give you the praise. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. We thank you. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. You know, a lot of preachers and a lot of teachers try to teach us the ways of the world. Amen. And then a lot of people go to places that are getting the teaching. But I'm here to tell you, the ways of the world, we are not supposed to be practicing. We're dead to the world. You got to understand that. Amen? That's why Jesus Christ teaches us to deny yourself, pick up your cross, and follow him. Amen? You know, we're in a predicament we're in because we're trying to serve the world instead of Christ. I don't have enough money because I'm trying to serve the world and not Christ. I'm sick because I'm trying to serve the world and not Christ. Amen. Jesus Christ teaches us, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all your needs are going to be added to you. Amen. You have to be born again to seek the kingdom. Let's do it that way. You have to be dead. You have to be divorced to the world. Amen? And married to Christ. There's no way you can seek his kingdom in the flesh. The flesh profiteth nothing. Amen. You got so many churches out there teaching you, you can do this, and you can do this, and you can do this. And no, you can't. I'm sorry. Amen. You fornicate, you lie, you're going to hell. He's got strict parameters. You must be born again. Just because we're born in this earth don't mean we're going to heaven. Amen? So we got to shake the world off, don't we? Amen. A lot of the popular churches, they teach you how to be successful. They teach you who to vote for. They teach you everything except what they're supposed to be teaching us. Amen. Glory to God. My message today is the stranger's voice. Amen. And this is exactly what Jesus is talking about. Go with me to the Gospel of John, chapter 10. Look at verse 4. He says, and when he putteth forth his own sheep, that's us, we're his sheep, if you belong to Jesus Christ, if you're dead to this world, if you're alive to Christ, if you look to the Bible for your instructions, amen. I said it the other week, not Sigmund Freud, not a self-help book, amen. We look to the Word of God. What should I do? I look in the Word of God. What should I do? This is my necessary food. This is the lamp to my feet, the light to my path. Amen? And we have to grow into that. We can't go here or go here for advice or go here for advice. The Bible says that there's wisdom in a multitude of counselors. Wisdom only comes from God. There's no earthly wisdom. Wisdom is supernatural. Believe that. Amen? There's no wise. The Bible teaches us that worldly ways are foolish to God. They're foolishness. Godly ways are foolishness to the world. Worldly ways are foolishness to the Lord. Doesn't matter if you're a doctor, a brain surgeon. You could be the best brain surgeon ever lived. You're still foolish to the Lord. Unless you bow your knee and confess Christ as your Lord and Savior and give him the glory and the praise and the honor for the things that you have. Amen? He didn't even have to let us get up in the morning. Many people didn't wake up this morning. Many people woke up with strokes. They can't move part of their body. We've got something to really be thanking him for. Amen? So in verse 4 over here, he says, and when he puts forth his sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. This is very important. We have to learn the Lord's voice. It's more important to learn the Lord's voice than it is to have a job. It's more important to learn the Lord's voice than it is to have a place to live. Amen. Because we have to know his voice. He says, my sheep know my voice. If you don't know the Lord's voice, you got to really learn his voice. If he tells us his sheep know his voice, and we're professing to be his sheep, we better know his voice. Amen. If we don't know his voice, we're not his sheep. I'll show you that. Amen. So he says that his sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And the stranger, watch this, and the stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. You know what he's talking about? The world. The world is a stranger to the cross. We got churches, denominations that follow the world. Amen. They're following the stranger. And Jesus says, a stranger, they will not follow. Somebody comes around talking about the stock market, we need to flee. Somebody comes around talking about how to make a lot of money, we need to flee. I don't have to make a lot of money. My Lord supplies my needs. Amen. That's a stranger. That's a stranger when they're trying to teach you worldly ways. So a stranger, they will not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of a stranger. We're not even supposed to know the voice of a stranger. Amen? If it isn't Jesus Christ talking to us, we don't even listen. We don't even give it our attention. How can we tell the voice of Jesus Christ? It has to be in the Word. He has to be speaking something that's in a Word. That's why we got to know our Word. That's why we read our Bible. Always trying to get confirmation. Because the devil's a liar. And he's pretty slick. Amen? If you think the Lord's telling you to quit your job and go to some country on a mission field, always get confirmation. You think the Lord's telling you, oh, I want you to start a ministry, I want you to start a church. Always get confirmation. He's not in a hurry. Amen. You might take a couple of years. My wife and I, we heard the voice of the Lord about starting a ministry, and we didn't do nothing for a couple of years. And he just kept on talking to us about it. Amen? You have to wait for confirmation. Don't be in a hurry. Be anxious for nothing, but in all things, through prayer, supplication, giving of thanks. Amen. He's not in a hurry. Why should we be in a hurry? Amen? But again, go with me to John chapter 3. Look at verse 3. Look what Jesus, he's telling a religious leader. He's talking to a religious leader. This man's probably the equivalent of a pope. And in verse 3, he tells him, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again. You have to be born in heaven. See, we were born in the earth. We're earthly. Amen? When you're born in the earth, I don't care what church you go to, you're earthly. You're just a churchgoer. Until you ask Jesus to come into your heart and be your Lord and Savior and be obedient to him and his word, you're just a churchgoer. You're just religious. Just going to hell as a Baptist or as a Catholic or as a Pentecostal or as Episcopalian or a Church of God in Christ, you're still going to hell. If you didn't commit your life to Jesus Christ, amen? He says you must be born again. You have to be born in heaven to see the kingdom of God. To see the kingdom of God means to operate in the kingdom of God. I'm no longer part of the kingdom of the world. I'm in the world, but I'm not of it. You see that? We're stuck in this world, but we're not of it. I'm a stranger in a strange land. Amen. So the thing we're supposed to be doing is living an exemplary life where people want to be like us. And then they're going to get them seeking. And Jesus says, if you seek, you'll find. If you ask, you receive. If you knock, the door will be open to you. Don't listen to these preachers that are telling you, well, ask them for $1 million. Seek to be rich. No, that ain't what he means. He's talking about your soul salvation. Oh, Jehovah Jireh, my provider. No, Jehovah Jireh, your salvation provider. That's it. Period. You ain't going to hell. He provided a way where there was no way. But we still have to be obedient to the call. We just can't say I'm saved and I'm going to heaven no matter what way I live, I'm saved. No, 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 don't go there. That isn't in the Bible. I can't find it. Amen. So you have to get under some good teaching because you got a lot of people out there throwing away wooden nickels. Amen. They're just out there just trying to get rich. Amen. But we want to get rich in heaven. This isn't my home. I don't want to be rich here. The more riches you have, the more worldly you are, the more fight you have. You understand that? You have a bigger fight. When you're trying to study the stock market, you ain't studying your word. Now you're trying to study the stock market. You're trying to watch the stock market. You're trying to watch the economy so you don't lose your money. You see it? You can't serve two masters. Amen. As long as my needs are met, why I want to be rich?